Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Father's Day has just passed, and for many people it was a day of celebration, of gratitude and family. But it also raises important questions about what it actually means to be a father, because we know that there's a lot more to it than biology. Maybe it's presence, maybe it's consistency, guidance, boundaries, maybe love, showing up. And of course, South Africa is a country where millions of children are growing up without an active father in their home. The question is the impact, and what role do fathers actually play in modern society? In order to try and understand this, we're joined by Barry Viljoen. He is a psychologist. Barry, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. When psychologists talk about the importance of fathers, what are they actually referring to?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. So I think it's important to keep in mind that what we're going to talk about is we are not attacking anyone in terms of who's been a single parent. I think everyone does the best job they can.
Of course. Mm.
And also we're going to talk in gender stereotypes. So what you're saying, you made a very interesting point, and literature has two arguments. The one is that for some people or for some groups, being a father is purely about a financial basis, and then maybe something else. But of course, I think more holistic literature is showing the fact that emotional involvement and support is far more important in terms of fathering than just a financial element.
Right. So, and it obviously is greatly influenced by culture, history, and society.
100%. And I think it also comes back to how we were fathered, what our experiences were. And I think in South Africa, going to your point, is you have a huge group of people who have grown up without active fathers. And I think that's a very daunting, but also potentially a very exciting space to be in, where one can learn and develop oneself as a father.
Yes, because the corollary of what we're saying is true as well, is that a father can be physically present, but be absolutely absent as a father anyway.
100%, especially I think in a time where hustle culture and socioeconomics are such a huge pressure.
So the obviously there's a historical stereotype of that men are the provider, and that's their primary role, I guess, the hunter-gatherer kind of father. How much has that changed if we look at modern society and culture?
So I think that's still a huge aspect of it in a lot of our cultures and societies in the Western world. But I do think what has changed is also that I think gives space for a father to show a different dynamic in terms of being able to provide, but also being able to mixing with that is an ability for emotional vulnerability and support.
But sometimes very difficult for men, also 100%. Depending on how we've been brought up to be vulnerable and to show that vulnerability to our kids.
Of course.
Because very often we don't really have a measure for it. And if you don't have a measure for it, well, then you could move in either direction because there's so little guidance often.
Most definitely. And I think that is a very difficult space where a lot of men are finding themselves in, is how to father and how to father differently. I think we're all aware, or hopefully a lot of us are aware, of maybe some of the shortcomings of our own backgrounds, and how to make that different and how to change those patterns is quite difficult. I think already the simple fact, attachment literature shows us that the relationship with the mother is so important for an internal working model and future relationships. But in that, the role that a father can play in terms of being supportive, of being present, of being able to reduce a lot of the stress in those first 1,000 days for a mother and for a partner is a huge aspect already towards fathering a child.
Is it very different for boy children and girl children in terms of, let's say, the absence of an active father in their lives?
So I think there are overlaps, but there also are quite big differences. I think already what we're thinking about is with boys, it's now we model our behavior. We learn about what masculinity is and how men should behave through male role models. Whereas I think with girls, a lot of the time it's going to be a modeling of how a partner should be and what kind of relationship they, how they want to be treated.
Okay. So it's quite so it's quite different. Obviously something that that often can't be helped. There might not be a partner there, but but it's just something to be aware of. In terms of father showing vulnerability, how much vulnerability? I mean, I know it's a completely ridiculously broad question, but how much vulnerability is important, and when does it become too much?
Look, I think, again, it's about you're still a parent, right? I think that's where the line I would draw is you're still a parent and you can be vulnerable, but you still need to also be setting certain levels of boundaries, certain levels of consistency, and, you know, your child can't parent you, or which I think is also sometimes a challenge which happens. But, you know, so I think it's still about keeping the parental role and, again, about being human, being vulnerable. I think acknowledging, and I mean, a lot of literature showing as well, is that if we can acknowledge our mistakes as a parent, it's actually far more beneficial than our child thinking that we're always right.
And in terms of teenagers, I mean, that's a notoriously difficult stage for parents, but for fathers as well.
Of course.
You know, how normal is that estrangement, that pulling away, getting closer, that ebbs and flow?
So, look, I think already there's quite a normal aspect. And there's, like you say, a very difficult, precarious time in life. And I think especially for both the teenager and for the parent. And it's a redevelopment of the relationship. You're suddenly now you've got this smaller person who in many ways has got some adult qualities and abilities, but also is still a child. And I think and is going to push back against rules. So I think it's about trying to be consistent. As children get older and move into that teenage phase, it's the friendship groups are far more important to them at that point than family. And I think that's a hard pill to swallow, but it is a reality to it. And I think then again, it's a lot of the work we've done before that. And I think it's about having a safe space that when they do make mistakes, or because, again, the frontal lobe hasn't developed and they're still learning, is that we have space that they can come back and talk about, what have you done wrong? Of course, there has to be consequences. How can we solve it? What could you have done differently? And having that space. And that also, I think, is vulnerability. I think, you know, at times putting limits and putting consequences is important, but also being able to speak about why. What could you have done differently?
Is there one thing that children consistently remember about their fathers years later in your experience?
Yeah, so I think, you know, and this is a tricky one, and I don't mean to offend anyone with the statement, but I think a lot of the time we get caught up in about trying to provide materially everything we want for our child, and we often forget about how they felt and about their, you know, times with us. And I think sometimes, as hard as it is to say, being physically and emotionally present at events that are important in the child's life almost has so much more value than any gift or anything else that you could give them.
So one piece of advice for every father listening, that what would it be from you?
So my one piece of advice is to try to be present, to try to make time for meaningful time, even if it's, and I know it's not possible to be at every event, but to try when you are at the event to be very much present, aware, and cognizant of the needs and of who your child is.
That is where we leave it. And I'd love your reaction to that, your thoughts. 061-895-1019, clinical psychologist Barry Filion, talking to us about fathers,